Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, August 19th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says even though a court challenge against it failed, Sri Lanka's anti-conversion bill faces a long road to passage. Although the bill isn't a law, those in evangelistic work are already moving cautiously.
Obviously, it presents kind of a fear factor of saying, look what's coming down the road. Be careful about expanding your ministry here. Be careful about coming here as a Christian worker. So I think even at this stage, it's kind of the fear factor, even though it's not in force, even though it's still kind of in the future.
Next, Bibles, commentaries, leadership, and other materials aren't that hard to find in the Western world. But in many countries, these resources are incredibly difficult to find. Global Advance understands, and they're doing all they can to help. David Shibley says they're providing the resources needed in many languages.
Global Advance has been able to resource almost 250,000 pastors and church leaders with some kind of resource. And this year, we've already printed 17,000 copies of leadership material and also material on evangelism and discipleship in Spanish, French, Russian, and Swahili.
And the Bridge International is supporting a special ministry that's reaching out in love to the Muslim world. The daughter ministry is called Desert Stream. The goal is to reach Muslims with the gospel so they can then share the good news with others. The Netherlands-based ministry is training believers in the Muslim world to do the work and find ways of financially supporting their ministry. The Bridge is encouraging people to support this ministry as the only antidote to the world's terrorist problem is Jesus Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the short-term missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.